skating today. Montoya's ready. Might play in the game. Will be available for the game. And then we've reassigned Melchiori and brought up Meech. Just more experience. Nothing against Melchiori. I think he's going to be a good young defenseman. No, I think Zach's okay there. Bogosian? No. Yeah, I think our team has, our team has felt good about the trip. We knew we needed to play well and produce, and I think that, we found a way to do that. I think what's helped us is we've managed to puck a little bit better. We've played the right way, and I think we've got some timely goals at timely times. Our special teams came alive the one game that really helped us in Jersey. And, we've got a lot of production from a lot of people. I mean, some people have produced offensively, but it's not only the offensive players. They're the guys that get the most of the ink. I think everybody's really stepped up and played a more conscientious game. I think that's what's really benefited us. And, even if you're a 6-minute player or a 12-minute player, we've played pretty well. We've done some good things. And to me, it's just the cohesiveness that you look at our team at, and you see that the players care about playing and winning and playing about for each other. And I think those are the things that the winning teams find a way to do. They find a way to get it done for the good of the group, and I think that's what has become evident for me.
I know it's always great to win, but the way you're winning, the fact that you're winning these close games, that these games are going right down to the final seconds, and that there's
a sure. Well, I don't know if it's a better way to win. I mean, if you're talking to the players or the coaches, they would rather win where there's not so much anxiety, I think the fact that we're winning close games is a good thing, because it's a real test on your resolve, and it a lot of times tests your character and your confidence. It becomes brittle, and we seem to embrace that right now. And I think that's a good thing. So we're not afraid of it. Fear isn't really a factor. Where you could have looked 2 weeks ago during a stretch of time, you play like you're waiting for the wheels to fall off. Where now we're looking forward to just the game, and knowing that quiet confidence makes us feel like this is under control. Just keep it under wraps. But we're doing some things better. Like we're winning battles in key areas. We're moving the puck ahead. We're putting it in the right areas. We're doing things to win, to win games. We're scoring timely goals. That's the one thing that's helped us. Like, for example, this is just one example. We go to, I think it was 3-1. They made it 3-2 in New York. Evander goes and makes it 4-2. That's a timely goal at a key time. Like it's heated up, and then of course they scored to make it close again. But we just seem to find a way to get those ones that keep us moving in the right direction. And I think when you manage the puck, and to me it's all over the ice, but when you manage the puck from your zone, I think where I see us being pretty good is we're helping each other get out of our zone together and advance it up the ice. And I think that's what's making a big difference for us. It's not always pretty, but we're doing the right thing. And I think that's really helped us. Our defending is quite a bit better. We're trying to keep the goals against down, but the scoring chances against are quite a bit better, 5-on-5, and that's what we're have been focusing on for pretty much the whole year.
So on that point, Claude, on Saturday in Philadelphia, things didn't go your way in
right.
The back half of the third period. I'm sure left a bad taste. You were then headed for Billings, where you no luck last year, no success last year. You have had no good vibes from either New Jersey or New York. So why did this not fall off the tracks from Philly? Why did your team get it back on the rails and go forward?
That's a good question. You know what? I think there's a couple of things. I think, and it's easy to say this, but I think maturity would be one of them. The fact that we have a belief system that we were better than last year, and we feel that when you look at that Philadelphia game, we've been through quite a few of those games this year in a short span. We've played, whatever, 20 games, 19 games, and seems like we've been in 8 of those games that we've been major disappointment, you know, at home here and on the road. So it's not like it's just a one-game thing. So I think that our belief system was strong enough in each other that, that's a tough one, but we can get it back. And from a coaching standpoint, your job is to try to such a shortened season is move to the next task, and I think we've been able to do that, and the players as well have really been able to focus on we're playing games, we got another game we got to win. You know, that was a tough one for us, and you're right, going to New Jersey would have been a real tough task for us. But when you look at the way that game went, we scored first in that game, I believe, and we scored first in a lot of the games, so that gets you going right away. That just really helps you, and I think that all those things combined have been good. But the one thing that really helps us is that our foundation is good from a defending standpoint. Whether we score first or we don't, we're patient. We're fairly patient in the game. We don't see us trying to force plays early and try to, you know, then now we're down by 2. We're just playing the game the right way, and we're managing it. And I think that's a maturity thing. I think that one thing that you can't deny, at least in my standpoint, is the leadership of our team and the driving of the room. And I think a lot of that has to be pointed in, you know, our leadership group and our leaders, you know, led by Andrew Ladd. I think it's very clear he brings the will to the game, and that's what he brings. And I think he brings that quiet confidence, and he's been a big producer as well. You know, I mean, I know Evander's been on a streak here, but Ladder's, you know, brings that confidence that we can get it done and leads by example. I think that's really helped us. I think that's really, really helped us in the room.
Sounds dumb to say, but do you have any fear of stepping onto home ice tomorrow?
I don't know. The only thing, I think our players' hearts are in the right place. We just need to play well and be patient. The only thing that you're always somewhat worried about is when you come home off a long road trip. We dealt with that demon last year all the time, and I thought we handled it pretty well. So we'll bring that up again. There's usually for some reason, I don't know what it is, there's always usually a letdown, and that's just the way it is. You know, when you get back comfortable, and so that's the one thing, but not from a standpoint of fear of playing here. To me, there's too much support here. And I think not too much support. There's a lot of support here that we want to do well, and we want to, you know, prove to them that we're a good team. And sometimes you know, might fear over trying, and that's a little bit different, but I don't think we fear that. Well, that's a lot of what it is, you know. You try to, I wouldn't say impress the fans, but try to, you know, yeah, satisfy the fans, and you know that they're supporting of you, and you want to, you know. And on the road, you are patient. You just play the game, and you just don't have that same. It's not the same, you know. So that's a maturity thing that I think we're going to get to, and I think we're doing all the right things. So that's the next step. That's what we have to go through, you know. It's not like we're not going to be facing adversity. We face some of it. Everybody does. And even the teams that are running smooth, they're going to get it somewhere here. You know.
So when you talk about the maturity of the team, do you feel that they've taken a step from when they showed signs of progress earlier and then dipped back? So, for example, the Boston game, the Washington game, the well-played games, there were other games after that weren't as well-played. Do you feel like this trip indicates that they've grown to a better understanding of what it takes to win games as a group?
I think they have, but the problem you have is that when you're trying to get an understanding, you guys always try to put your finger on things such as we do as well, why things happen. There's some different things that happen from a natural progression in your group, okay? Just from a natural progression of your group, not because your group is good, bad, and different. It doesn't matter. It's just a progression of growth. And if you have new players, there's a progression of things and how things go. And that's what's hard to get a handle on when you play a short season. When you play a long season, there's a way better understanding of it. And I don't want to get into all that stuff, but it's way different. I've never gone through a 48-game season, but as I'm trying to look at this stuff, I'm like, holy geez, you know. And when I talk to friends that I have in the league that I've worked with, they talk about the same things. And I'm like, how do you find it different? And it's like way different, you know. So that stuff is hard to deal with. And I think some of the things that I've seen here in the last little while has been because of this shortened season and how the team cohesion gets formed in your room. And that's not a negative thing. I think it's just the way it goes. But I think we've handled it well. To answer your question, I think we've handled it well. I think we've managed it well. I think our leadership group has tried to provide as much stability as they can in this situation without practicing. Because repetition is what you miss. And when you miss repetition of doing things the right way all the time because you're practicing things, it puts things in the right order. Well, when you don't practice, you got video, you've got talking, coaching, as the game's going on, it's way more difficult. So the players really deserve a lot of credit for that stuff because that's a tougher task for them as well.
So there's an acceleration because of the condensed schedule, is that what you're saying? There's just an acceleration of everything?
Yeah, it's hard to manage. It's not normal. Yeah, but we talk about balance. So when you talk about a high point, you know, we're going to try to keep things in perspective. We want to continue to win. We've got ourselves to 500. We'd like to get over 500. We'd like to continue to climb in the standings. And so, yeah, we're playing well. Yeah, we're doing good. Now we're at home, and now we have to continue. You know, our homestand had not been good before we left. So it's time to get that area repaired. But it's the same thing. When you plug one hole, another one opens up. So those same things seem to happen. So we're going to try and deal with our homestand here in a short time, knowing we're going back on the road again. But is it a high point? We're happy with where we're at, but we're going to keep things in balance. That's what we have to do. We have to keep things in perspective, and we'll focus on the next game and try to win. And win at home would be great. That puts us over 500. That's great. You know, we can look at the high points when the season's over and we've made the playoffs, and that's when we as a staff and probably players would sooner keep things in perspective in the meantime and just kind of deal with that. Well, as much respect as I have for Martin Brodeur, he's not their whole team. They've got, you know, so they've been rested. Their last game was on Saturday, and there's, you know, practicing today. So they're going to be ready to go. It won't be the same game that we saw in their building. You know, you had two teams that looked like they had played some games. They're going to be rested. You know, we're coming off a road trip. We've played since then, so they'll be ready to go. They've got good players. You know, Brodeur's a good goalie, but, you know, so is Zedberg. So we're going to have all we can handle. They know how to win that team. They went to the finals. I can go down a list of things they can do. So I'd like to keep it really about the way we play, and we're going to have to find ways to play with our whole 20 players with energy. That's going to be the key for us because we're off today, so we're trying to recharge ourselves. They've been sitting since Saturday. So that's a fair bit of difference.
What did you see different from Andre Pavlik? Did you talk to Andre? I know you talked to all the players individually, but did you talk to him recently and did you see anything different on the trip?
No, I haven't seen anything different on the trip, really. I talked to him as much as I always talk to him. You know, he's always in contact with Wade Flaherty, our goalie coach, so they have their thing going, you know. No, I think with players, when they're going good, you don't want to rattle them at all. I certainly wouldn't want to do that. But, no, he's been good. He's a confident player, and I think time has helped him get in a groove here, and now I think he's feeling quite a bit more comfortable from the Europe experience that he had, and you know, all the other things, I think he's settled in and played, and he's a confident player. He looks like he's in a good place. You know, even when he has short little struggles, potentially at the beginning or in pockets of the game, he finds himself again and manages to get through. I think for the big thing with me with Pavs is that he's found ways to win games, regardless of the score. And, you know, I had Wade Flaherty as a goalie. That's how exactly how he played. You know, you might let in 4 or 5, but you win 6-5. You know, some goalies have that ability. I see the same thing in Andrei Pavlik. So for me, it's just he looks confident. He looks comfortable in there. What he's trying to manage is the same thing we're all trying to manage, and that's the condensed schedule and how to manage your rest and all that stuff. Right. Yeah, it has been, but that's that's quite a ways past here for us. We're at 19 games, so that was for me that was happening in games 6, 7, and 8, and then into 12. You know, so we're past that area now. But that's been interesting. I don't think we have that area now. Now it's just. Everybody's got to go. Yeah, everybody's ready to go. Yeah, there's no more of that. That's we're way past that area. Yeah, no, there's no thing we're waiting for here to get somebody's conditioning level to a certain peak and certain level. We have what we have. We're ready to go. So is every other team. They've all got past that stage.
I'm sure you don't expect Evander Kane to get a point every night, but have you seen that new level of consistency and quality in his play?
Well, he's a guy that's driven, you know. There's no doubt about that, and he's a guy that when you get confidence and he loves to score. What can you say? He loves to score. So when he gets going, like, you know. And so it's no different than any player. My job is to help players if they're going, help them. If they're not going, help them the best you can, you know. So when he's going good and he feeds off of what he feeds off of, then just feed him more frenzy and – just let him out of the corral and watch him go, you know. So I find with Evander is he can handle minutes because he's a good skater. If he plays well in the right way, then he looks like he's skating better. Now he's in the game. Now he's more physical, and now he's getting going, you know. But if we've had this conversation, if he doesn't play the right way and play well, I'm going to go off of how he's doing. If you do well, but I try to do that with a lot of players, with all the players. If they're going good, then put them out there. You know, and with him, it's worked. And as he plays more, like, you can really see his speed. Like, if you look at him in the time where he's had success, or the time where he hasn't scored for whatever 7 games, there's a way bigger difference. He looked like he had no speed then. He looks like he's got speed now. You know, so what fuels and ignites that is what you got to figure out. Because we both know, him and I both know, we'd rather have the latter than the other one. And just keep trying to feed it.
Is there anything about Alex Bristow that's brought something out of
Andrew?
Is it the speed
alongside? Well, we were trying to find some chemistry there for a time with different things we were stuck there. We had the one line producing, and we didn't get too much from the others, not because they weren't trying, just wasn't working. And the move from Antropov from the right to the middle, I think, has made Antropov a little bit more effective, has helped Burmistrov. I still see Burmistrov as a center, but has helped him. He's been very good on the right side. He's dependable. He's playing with poise. That line looks like they've got chemistry a little bit now. So that the three of them, I don't think that they care what position they play. I think they just want to help the team and have success. So I think that combination has helped. And Burmy's been on the right side, and I think that's helped him. Did you say Peluso came with a reputation of having good hands?
But could you have foreseen the fact that how he played, how patient he played with the puck on the stick?
Well, I don't know if his reputation was that he had good hands. It depends what you mean with good hands and which fashion. But he did have skill. We saw that. We saw that in practice, and he had some skill. And when I called some people that I knew knew him and coached against him or whatever, they told me the same thing. But what I find is he's a pretty good player. Like the play he made to Evander Kane on Kaner's first goal off the post was a really good play. He's playing, to me, Anthony's playing within himself. He's a big man. He should be patient with the puck. I don't think there's too many people that are going to go muscle up to him and try to take it off him, you know, with ease. So he has to recognize that his strength is his size and his intimidation should be an asset. And the fact that he's patient and can find people is good, but let's keep things in perspective a little bit, you know. But I give him credit. He's played well, and he's produced well, and he's, you know, he's doing the right things, you know. So, but he's a player that we want to make sure that we develop in the right way. And, you know, that's what my concern is. He's a big player that can be physical, and he needs to make sure that he continues to play that way. And he has. He's feeling quite a bit better today. I don't know if we're not day to day, but we're week by week, and I know that doesn't shed a lot of light on it, but he's feeling quite a bit better today, so it was a little bit encouraging. You know, I think he may get on the ice here in the next couple of days, but I don't know that that's contact or from that standpoint, but he's pretty good, so that was encouraging for us. Sorry, I forgot to mention him when we talked about the update. Okay, guys. Holy jeez, I'm winded. You guys are taxing. I don't want to be going on too many long road trips. See you later, guys. Have a good day.